Today I want to talk about Walt Whitman's Song of Myself, a poem that I read as a celebration of one's body for what it was, what it is, and what it can be. I read this poem at what feels like the perfect time. 2 months ago, I went from being a healthy and active 22-year-old to being bedbound and unable to move for nearly a month. I have since been diagnosed with a condition called POTS, which stands for Postural Orthostatic Tachycardia Syndrome. Almost overnight, I became a stranger to the body I was living in. Coming back to school after an unexpected medical leave, Song of Myself was the first poem that I read, and it was exactly what I needed. Whitman writes with an embracing voice, one that exudes gratitude for the miracles contained within the human body, no matter its condition. In this narrative voice, Whitman expresses patience and a spiritual connection to nature. It is buoyant and confident, and a poem that I believe must be read and appreciated through the lens of a chronic illness. I sat down with my friend Emily Weiner, a sophomore English major at Southern, who also has a POTS diagnosis, and together we delved through this poem. As someone who has spent a lot of time in doctor's offices and hospitals recently, the next passage was something that I really felt like I identified with in my bones. It reads, having pried through the strata, analyzed to a hair, counseled with doctors, and calculated close, I find no sweeter fat than sticks to my own bones. I have spent hours and hours in the past weeks and months trying to analyze what the heck is going on in my body, and at some points it really does feel like you're trying to like pick a hair off of the top of your head and analyze like what it's saying. And to read this, that having pried through the strata, through this like universe of language that your body is trying to express, to Whitman, he finds no sweeter fat than sticks to my own bones. And I think when you apply that to yourself, or when you read that as a mantra, especially as someone who has a chronic illness, in saying, okay, sure, I'm sick or I have something that's going on in my body, but there is nothing sweeter than what my body is and what my bones and my body contains. That was something that I gathered a lot of hope from. Something that's sweet, your body is beautiful, mm-hmm. even if it's a little bit broken.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really hopeful.
Yeah.
This leads into the next passage that we discussed. It reads, I am the poet of the body and I am the poet of the soul. The pleasures of heaven are with me and the pains of hell are with me. The first I graft and increase upon myself, the latter I translate into a new tongue. So for this, I think Whitman is implementing a couple of voices. He's got a spiritual voice talking about the body and the soul. Both of those are capitalized. The pleasures of heaven and the pains of hell. And then he's also taking the stance of not only a writer, but an observer. He has other passages that talk about observing pain, and then all of his later writings of Specimen Days are observations of people in pain and also observations of his body in nature. And I think here he's introducing a concept and a way of thinking and seeing the world that he executes later in Specimen Days in full. And in here he's saying that the first I graft, so the first, the pleasures of heaven, I graft and increase upon myself. The latter, the pains of hell, I translate into a new tongue. So he's taking the pleasures and the positive things of life and trying to increase those fruitfully. And the latter, the pains of hell and the pain of, for us, having a chronic illness, he's trying to translate into a new tongue. Elaborating on the earlier passages of saying, trying to understand the messages of the body and trying to translate those. So for me, as a writer and then also an observer and then also a person who now has a chronic illness, I think the mission of that is trying to recognize and create more good days than bad, more good narratives than bad. Moving further through the poem, Whitman continues to write about the body with a voice of awe. Emily and I couldn't ignore the following passage, which we feel represents one of those bad days of having a chronic illness. Whitman writes, I hear the violoncello. 'Tis the young man's heart's complaint. I hear the keyed cornet. It glides quickly through my ears. It shakes mad sweet pangs through my belly and breast. It wrenches such ardors from me, I did not know I possessed them. It sails me. I dab with bare feet. They are licked by the indolent waves. I am cut by bitter and angry hail. I lose my breath, steeped amid honey morphine, my windpipe throttled in fakes of death, at length let up again to feel the puzzle of puzzles, and that we call being.
Just the way he organizes it, it's because you think about it, it's the symptoms and an illness spreading through your body. Mm-hmm. It is like a symphony. Mm-hmm. Symptoms have to work together right. In tandemness.
But I completely agree with you. And when I read this, I annotated in the margin, to me, this is a flare.
Yeah.
This perfectly describes a Potts flare. It's
almost to a T.
It shakes mad sweet pangs through my belly and breast. It wrenches such ardors from me, I didn't know I possessed them. I'm cut by bitter and angry hail. To me, like, it's the storm that is a flare. I lose my breath, steeped amid honeyed morphine, my mm-hmm. windpipes throttled in fakes of death, at length let up again to feel the puzzle of puzzles, and that we call being. At the end of a flare, when you are lucky enough to come out of it, it's hard not to ask the question of, oh my God, is this what living is? Like, you come out of an experience that has absolutely changed you, rocked you, and you fought for your life. And then you come out of it and go, well, now who am I? Like,
what is this like? Like, right? Is this what living entails?
Yeah, but reading that, we feel the puzzle of puzzles and we call that being. Mm-hmm. I don't know how else to say that. Okay, so to end, I'm going to read a passage toward the end of the poem, and I'm just curious to get your reaction to it. So Whitman writes, "Not I, not anyone else can travel that road for you. You must travel it for yourself. It is not far, it is within reach. Perhaps you have been on it since you were born and did not know. Perhaps it is everywhere, on water and on land. You are also asking me questions, and I hear you. I answer that I cannot answer. You must find out for yourself. You must habit yourself to the dazzle of the light and of every moment of your life. Long have you timidly waited, holding a plank by the shore. Now I will you to be a bold swimmer, to jump off in the midst of the sea, rise again, nod to me, shout, and laughably dash with your hair."
First of all, goosebumps. But I'm not hearing Whitman in that. I'm hearing, like, the voice of God. Mm. In a weird, like, and, like, obviously, like, not to get too religious, but Whitman does allude to a lot of religious context in his writing. But to me, it's almost like this otherworldly voice is telling you, I cannot tell you why I've given you this path or why the universe has chosen this journey for you. All I can tell you is take it in stride, do with it what mm-hmm. you will, and eventually you will figure out the meaning of your journey. Mm-hmm. And that's so impactful.
Throughout not only Song of Myself, but also Specimen Days, Whitman continues writing this voice of gratitude, with this voice of embracing who you are, especially in relation to the world around you. Patience, a willingness to explore and also to shed a lot of layers and a lot of facades that we normally live with in society. So to strip away the unnecessary and to truly go bare in the integrity of our bodies, no matter if that comes with wholeness, healedness, or a little bit of brokenness, or a combination of the three, then that is how we truly live. Across Song of Myself and Specimen Days, Whitman writes with many voices. I've talked about his spiritual voice, his patient voice, his voice of awe in the body, and in these voices, I hear and see my own as someone who is learning how to live in a body with a chronic illness. And I appreciate both Song of Myself and Specimen Days in their individuality and when read in conjunction with each other, because I really do see them as bookends. And they both serve as a reminder to root ourselves in nature, in our bodies, no matter the condition of them, and continue to live.